In their budget compromise, lawmakers have allocated millions of dollars to give teachers bonuses for how well their students perform. Top third grade reading teachers would earn thousands of dollars extra, and advanced placement teachers would receive $50 for each of their students who passes an AP test. But do financial incentives for teachers boost student outcomes? Jess Clark takes a look.
The budget sets aside $10 million in bonuses for third-grade reading teachers with student growth scores in the top 25% of the state and teachers with scores in the top 25% of their districts. The idea for the incentives came from Senate Leader Phil Berger, who says they're about rewarding good third-grade reading instruction.
There are some teachers that are able to achieve those better results, and ultimately, shouldn't it be about those teachers that are achieving the best results for our students?
This legislation isn't just about rewarding teachers. Its ultimate goal is improving third-grade reading scores, a special focus for the Republican-led legislature. But research from past experiments in this state and from other similar experiments in New York City and Nashville show hardly any evidence that bonuses drive up student performance. Tripp Stallings is a policy researcher at the Friday Institute for Educational Innovation at NC State.
I think one of the reasons there is because there's an implicit assumption with any kind of incentive-only plan that the target of your incentive is not doing already as much as he or she can do.
Bonuses may work in a retail or in a factory setting to boost sales or output, Stallings says, but teaching is different. Most teachers are already motivated to do the best they can because, well, the futures of tiny humans are at stake.
We have different levels of quality of teachers, but I don't think that we're going to find too many teachers who are knowingly underperforming in terms of what they can do with their students now.
Turquoise Parker is a third grade reading teacher at Eastway Elementary in Durham. Eastway is a Title I school. Almost all the kids come from low-income backgrounds, and some of them are even homeless. The school got an F on the state school grading system, but it did meet expected student growth. I asked Parker if she thinks the bonus would make her teach better.
No, I feel like I have dedicated my whole life to this profession and to my children, the children I serve.
But she says it is a good sum of money.
Well, of course it's appealing because if you're a North Carolina teacher, an extra $6,000, you know, that would be nice. But I did not build them to be ready in 1 year. I didn't do that by myself.
Parker says teaching should be a collaborative environment and that bonuses would create a toxic level of competition. She says she thinks the best way to improve student outcomes is to provide more support services for poor students, improve teacher preparation, and increase pay for all teachers.
All I really want them to do is give us a real raise, give us fully funded schools.
Back at NC State, Stallings isn't all down about teacher incentives. In fact, he says the plan to give teachers bonuses for having students pass their AP or other advanced course exams could work. He says it may encourage teachers to push more students into those classes, including students of color who are underrepresented. And though incentives haven't been shown to directly impact student outcomes, Stallings notes they have been shown to keep good teachers in schools that need them.
After that starts to stabilize, after we see less turnover in terms of the teacher population, that's when we're likely to see some of the outcomes we want to see for student achievement.
The House is expected to pass the budget, including the teacher bonuses, later today. It will then go to the governor's desk. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.